This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Last year, during a dispute with Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte over the state's 95-mill school equalization property tax, officials with 49 of Montana's 56 counties reduced their fall tax bills against the directive of the Montana Department of Revenue. This month, after losing in a November Montana Supreme Court ruling, those counties' treasurers will send supplemental property tax bills to hundreds of thousands of property owners across the state. The supplemental tax bills will increase the amounts that homeowners and other property owners owe for the second half of calendar year 2023, payments that are due at the end of May. The exact amount will depend on property type and tax valuations, with homes assessed at a market value of $450,000 owing about $104 extra. County treasurers are coordinating to send out the supplemental bills in the second half of March so that people who own properties in multiple counties will receive their tax bills at roughly the same time. The 95 mills collect about $128 for every $100,000 of a home's assessed property value and are collected statewide to fund part of a state program that equalizes funding between tax-base rich and tax-base poor school districts. They represent a minor component of most property tax bills, which also include collections for local school levies and the operation of city and county programs. Last year, the Revenue Department's two-year reappraisal cycle for residential properties reported extraordinary tax valuation increases for homes across the state, increases of about 40% on median. That translated to dramatically increased property taxes for residential property owners, but not for other types of property owners, an unpopular policy from Gianforte. The Montana University System's Board of Regents has approved Montana State University for an academic brewer license. The license will allow researchers in the MSU Barley, Malt, and Brewing Quality Lab to brew beer for their research into how different types of barley perform from harvest to brewery. Barley research at MSU is set to extend beyond breeding and malting to the science behind brewing. The academic brewer license is similar to the licensure used by commercial breweries. For the past 3 years, more barley has been planted in Montana than in any other state. In 2023, 1.2 million acres of barley were planted in Montana. Barley has a variety of uses, and special lines can be bred for feed, forage, and malting. MSU's Malt Quality Lab was established in 2016. Before the lab was created, barley and malt samples had to go to a USDA lab in Wisconsin for the data that MSU researchers needed for barley breeding. That slowed down the process. By conducting malt and now brewing quality research in-house, the team can collect any data needed for in-lab research or requested by Montana barley producers. The academic brewer license came into being through House Bill 31 during the 2023 Montana legislature. Now that MSU has the academic brewer license, Bruce McMahon has become MSU's first ever research brewer. McMahon has more than a decade of experience in the brewing industry working with Anheuser-Busch. In addition to in-house barley and brewing research, MSU's Barley, Malt, and Brewing Quality Lab will also offer its services to brewers or maltsters who want quality and chemical analyses done on their products. There's an effort to assist birds in their spring migration called Lights Out. The campaign encourages people to turn off outside lights at night. Two-thirds of migratory birds travel at night, and light pollution can confuse the birds and draw them off course. People can help birds on their migrations by turning off outside lights at night, disabling motion sensors, and replacing white or blue bulbs with warmer-toned yellow or red bulbs, or using shielded light bulbs and fixtures. It's best to turn off outside lights altogether to help peak migration in North America from March through May and from August through October. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.